More questions from Spooky at 8:21 p.m. Have you seen the video of the cat that saved the boy from being attacked from a dog? Do you think your cats would do the same for you? This reminds us of the time that someone emailed us and said, I just discovered your site. My teacher recommended it. I think it's great. You know what the audience would really want? I think that they would really like to read your reviews of Tagalog movies. So if you reviewed Tagalog movies, you would find a real audience. Thanks. If you look through our site on, I think it was on May 1 that we interviewed our three cats about whether they would save us from a canine attack. Although, you know, points to Spooky for not being chicken. Okay. Next, from Edry at 8:27 p.m., are you into fountain pens? Which model fountain pen would you like to have? Whose fountain pen would you like to inherit? Nah, we're not really into fountain pens. Our writing instruments are cheap and not particularly swanky. We're perfectly happy with the Pilot V-Ball Extra Fine, although when we feel like writing with a fountain pen, a disposable Pilot fountain pen will be fine. We are not an endorser of Pilot. We don't know the Pilot people, okay? Next, from Jen at 9:04 p.m. When you were in the hospital and still out of it, where did you go? Did you see anything like a white light or the eye of Sauron, or did you go out of your body? It wasn't so much that we left our body as we were trapped inside it, as in we could not communicate. When people would come up to us, we would say, "Arr!" We were this way for, 36, 48 hours? I think it was the potassium, sodium level, and the general inflammation of the brain, you know?